It was a repeat broadcast of what was then Ground Control, but now you better know it's This Side of Mondays. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Gak. Exploding Head Movies is up next.
You know, when New York City gets to me, when I get tired of people stepping on my toes, there's a funky place I like to go. Put some gas in the car. Oh, it's a long ride. If my pocket is right, I might book a flight. Head way out west. San Francisco. Spread some love, baby, won't you listen? At the boom, 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 in the film on different. Won't take a ride, cross the Golden Gate, down in the Mission, on the lower height. Not groovy people, all over the place. San Francisco, I'm on my way. Check it out now.
Sure, they went back to New York afterwards. And that's from Brooklyn. Those were the Pimps of Joy Time, and that was the DJ Oba remix of San Francisco Bound, a track provided to the Funk Aid for Africa compilation, benefiting Next Age, helping fund sustainable development projects for children in Africa. And the entire mix is presented by DJ Oba, also from New York. And if you're keen to listen to the entire album or otherwise donate, just go to funkaid.com, www.funkaid.com. Otherwise, the Pimps of Joy Time have a forthcoming album called Janksta Funk through Wonder Wheel Recording. So welcome. It's time for Exploding Head Movies here, your cinematically inspired show on UBC's somewhat quiet and mellowed out now and wind-blown community radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us online at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak. I'm with you till 9. Phone number for the station, 604-822-2487. You can also email me with the old show name, radiofreegak@gmail.com. Hopefully this week the podcast works, because that appeared not to be the case for last week. So hopefully our wonderful technical people will recover it, but some internet outage somewhere on campus messed things up. So someone may have a copy of the sweet all-Polish episode presented. Hans Klaus Doggett, you corrected some of the pronunciation errors on my part. And, well, we'll see if we can recover that. If not, well, hopefully this becomes a podcast. If not, hopefully you're listening live for the next 90 minutes, as we'll hear some hip-hop, dubstep, electropop, and towards the end, we'll have a profile on John Murphy's score to the 2003 film 28 Days Later. But we're going to start off pouring a 40 for a fallen homie, and that's Guru, one half of the legendary Gangstar. He passed away a couple of weeks ago at the age of 48, and he was born Keith Elam. And Gangstar was formed in 1987. It had a bit of a different crew back in the day, but within a few years, the Gangstar we all got to know featured Guru on the mic and DJ Premier on the Wheels of Steel. Just queuing up this one song here. And they released a handful of fantastic albums. There's the great compilation that came out in 99 called Full Clip, A Decade of Gangstar. Guru went solo in the mid-90s, although he actually sort of worked for a while with DJ Premier. But he also had his own Jazz Motaz series that went on for 3 or 4 volumes. And then he also did some work with the producer Solar. But despite the pair of feud that he had with DJ Premier, there had been plans for a Gangstar reunion, but Guru, who had been battling cancer for the past several years, had a heart attack recently that placed him in a coma before he finally succumbed to cancer at the age of 48. So from the soundtrack to the 1990 film directed by Spike Lee, that's Mo' Better Blues, here's Guru, DJ Premier, as Gangstar, and they're joined here by Branford Marcellus, and this is Jazz Thing. A little bit of CD problems here, but we have a backup.
And I would like to play a little tune I just composed not so long ago.
Miss Billie Holiday.
The music called jazz.
Sounds of the African, or should I say the mother, bringing us back again from the drumming on the Congo. Came with a strong flow and continued to grow. Feet moved to the beat of the tabalo. Now dig the story and follow, for then it landed on American soil. Through the sweat, the blood, and the toil, it praised the Lord, shouted on chain games. Pain they felt, but it helped them to maintain. Scott Joplin grass, Bessie Smith blues, St. Louis blues, they were all the news, ringing smooth in all the listeners' ears, fulfilling the needs and planting the seeds of a jazz thing. King Oliver's group was a train coming through to Chicago, bringing in the New Orleans groove, and with Satchmo Blue, the audience knew Basin Street Blues was the whole house tune. It was music great to dance to, great to romance to, with a lot to say to you, relaying a message, revealing the essence of a jazz thing.
Dance music.
In the 40s came bebop, the first bebop, the real bebop. So let me talk about Diz and Bird, giving the word, defining how a beat could be so complete. Playing with ferocity, thinking with velocity, about ornithology or anthropology, and even epistrophe. And this is real history, Thelonious Monk, a melodious thunk. No mistakes were made with the notes he played. His conception was recondite, a star glowing bright among dim lights. The critics did cite that he sounded all right. Charlie Mingus, such nimble fingers, dropping the bass all over the place. And Max Roach, cymbal socking, bass drum talking, snare drum rocking, restructuring the metaphysics of a jazz thing. John Coltrane, a man supreme, he was the cream. He was the wise one, the impression of Afro blue and of the promise that was not kept. He was a giant step, and there was Ornette Coleman. He was another soul man, the original invisible, playing great music. I wonder why the bankers couldn't use it. Now listen, see, the real mystery is how music history created by white men or any other white man, and pretended he originated, and contended that he innovated a jazz thing.
Of course we know who could really blow,
scheming on the meaning of a jazz thing. And this music ain't dead, so don't be misled by those who said that jazz is on his deathbed. Cause when Betty Carter sings a song, ain't nothing going on but simply good music, and you won't refuse it. She's taking her time making the nuances rhyme. Sonny Rollins, tenor saxophone with a big old tone, reciting poems with notes as words. And haven't you heard? Next stop Butter, right past Olio. Now there's young cats blowing, and more people, yes, they will be knowing. Jazz ain't the past, this music's gonna last. And as the facts unfold, remember who foretold the 90s will be the decade of a jazz thing.
I love jazz music.
A jazz thing.
I love jazz music.
A jazz thing.
I love jazz music. I love jazz music.
A jazz thing.
You could turn it wrong ways to be happier. You might end up somewhere in Ethiopia. You could bang bang way try out of here. You were never gonna find utopia. So goodbye, our life make us happier. Yeah, oh, now we're going super trippier. So I take shit cause I'm lithia. Or through the check like Slovakia. Yeah, I don't wanna live for tomorrow. I push my life today. I throw this in your face when I see you, cause I got something to say. Gonna see ya, cause I got something to say.
Is M.I.A. That's Born Free, featuring a killer sample delivered by Suicide, and that's coming on her forthcoming, yet to be titled, third album, but based on the blimp that flew her Jay-Z set at Coachella. People are ready, and the video for the song is pretty messed up. Well, I wouldn't say it's messed up, it's just sort of a recontextualization, sort of the idea of juxtaposition about racial profiling, and it involves redheads. And before that, we heard Onra, and he was joined by Reggie B there, and that song was High Hopes, and that is off his new album, Long Distance, which came out in April through All City Records. And Onra is Arnaud Bernard. He's a French beatmaker with Vietnamese roots, and he's best known for his Shinosa series back in 2007, from which Coca-Cola used the track The Anthem as part of an Olympic campaign for Beijing.
North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference takes over Toronto once again, June 16th to the 20th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world across dozens of genres. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 5 days, 50 stages, over 600 bands, plus 35 great music-related films, all for only $50. Wristbands are now on sale. Also available, full festival passes for North by Northeast industry conferences featuring celebrity interviews and networking sessions. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and conferences, June 16th to the 20th, taking place in the heart of Toronto, Ontario. Visit www.nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival information.
And that is just a little over 6 weeks away. So if you're heading to Toronto there, spend some midsummer quality time in the 416. North by Northeast is always a blast. You're listening to GAC here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next, this is Buenos Aires producer Pablo Gomez. You might better know him as Paul Gauz, for the lead singer for the electro band Pollen. Not sure exactly how that is, but he has his own little self-produced album out. His project's called Gozi, G-O-Z-I-I, and off last year's Gozi Music EP, here's Gozi with Take Two.
Lovely, what's up with you?
Nothing, just empty space.
Nothing, just
from their forthcoming, actually I think it just came out, but it's another self-titled album. There's Crystal Castles with Celestica, and that's producer Ethan Kath and vocalist Alice Glass, with their reputation of being bombastic and melancholy, along with their crazy live performances, or as I'm better familiar with, their last minute cancellations and otherwise weird copyright messing up with things. And then what did we do beforehand? We heard a little bit of Gozy with Take Two off last year's Gozy Music EP. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Lauren Halo, and that song is Embassy, and that's off her EP King Felix, which you can download off of her website. Just look up Laurel and then Halo. And she's a solo artist based out of Brooklyn, but she grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Gak. I'm here with you till 9 o'clock, and towards the end, as I said, we'll hear some great songs from the popular soundtrack to 28 Days Later. But this next set will feature some great lore. And this one, it's actually difficult for me to find information about locally. They're called No UFOs. They're part of the Soldiers crew here. And this artist or project, they have a short album due out soon called The Soft Coast. And I found this out through the blog 20 Jazz Funk Greats, and they received a promo crop. And they nicely shared at least this forthcoming track to the internet, but it's very droney. I tried checking out the MySpace, but I had some computer problems at the time, so hopefully this is on it. So from Soft Coast, this is No UFOs with Century Park, and then a little bit of Vertigo at the end of the track.
Thank you.
and from Vancouver as well. That's Babe Rainbow, joined there by Local Heroes Basketball, and then Riku Uno, and that song was Proper. And you're not going to find that on Babe Rainbow's Shaved EP through Warp Records at all. That came out on a little mixtape, and that actually had been a track that Babe Rainbow had been hoping to do something with for a while, but fortunately wasn't able to come up with the appropriate track for it, but the guys in Basketball helped out, and that gave that some wicked texture there. And Babe Rainbow recently opened up for the Japan Droids at the Rickshaw this past Friday, which was an insanely busy day if you had to go to Liars or to the Sprint Shindig at the Railway. And the Basketball may have actually played with a few other bats under a bridge this past weekend, but I think that show had some police involvement at some point there. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coming up May 7th is this competition.
Miss World Canada 2010, live May 7th from the Chandos Patterson Auditorium. Miss World Canada showcases regional pageant winners and delegates from across Canada and the Lower Mainland. The event supports Variety, the children's charity, through ticket sales and a silent auction. The silent auction begins at 6 p.m., showtime at 7. Miss World Canada 2010, promoting beauty with a purpose and empowering young women worldwide to make a difference. Presented by Upstage This Productions. Go to www.missworldcanada.org for tickets and event information.
Also coming into town this month is this next act, and they'll be May 21st at the Biltmore along with Dega Sound and Max Euless. And this is presented by the Light of Sound System, so that suggests we're going to get some dubstep, which is fact. So Breakage is one of the numerous aliases that James Boyle uses, along with Mayhem and a couple others. And this track is the A-side to a 12-inch released last year through Digital Soundboy, and this features the vocals of David Rodigan. So this is Breakage, and it's not spelt like Stan Brockett. It's Break, Edge, or Age. I'm sure you can figure it out. Anyway, so this is Breakage with Together.
The speed with hardcore music. The music is what it's all about. I love it just like you love it. That's why you're here. I'm here because I love to play. You don't come, I can't play, and I love to play. So, we don't make too many speeches because it's all about the music. You just heard a hardcore sequence of hot shot dubplates from down Jamaica way. Right about now, we're going to start to change the pace and change the style. During the course of the night, we switch and we swap and we ride around the track together. And we swap and we ride down the track together. Together.
up to speed with the hardcore music. The music is what it's all about. I love it just like you love it. That's why you're here. I'm here because I love to play. You don't come, I can't play, and I love to play. So, we're not going to make too many speeches because it's all about the music. You just heard a hardcore sequence of hot shot dub plates from down Jamaica way. Right about now, we're going to start to change the pace and change the style. During the course of the night, we switch and we swap and we ride around the track together.
Scott Frost Recordings. I work with them.
Scuba off his this year's album Triangulation. That was Glance, and you can find that on called Hot Flush. And Scuba is the alias for Paul Rose, because I know there's been at least several other bands over the history of time that have used Scuba as well too. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. All the things she been saying,
guess you better find your way back. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. We'll have our soundtrack profile up shortly. But first, we'll listen to two more cuts here, and this features collaborations both planned and otherwise. So this is going to be Scott Tuma, and he's a former guitarist from Sold American and the Boxhead Ensemble. And he's joined here by Mike Weiss, who's the drummer for Zelianople. And they collaborated last year on an album called Terra Diddle. And here they are together. This is Scott Tuma and Mike Weiss with Dropsy.
this bitter earth. Well, what the fruit it bears. Thank you.
singing is Dinah Washington, and that is This Bitter Earth, and in the background it's Max Richter with On the Nature of Daylight. And those two songs are fused together by Robbie Robertson for his work as he collected music for the recent Martin Scorsese film, Shutter Island. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. 28 Days Later kicks in soon.
All over Britain, signs like this flash their nightly invitation. And in response, more than 500,000 people go dancing every week, all the year round.
Hey, Scott T. Scenic Drive has been on the air for 15 years.
And to celebrate, I'm having
screenings of Dance Craze and The Liberty of Norton Folgate.
Beneath the neon lights, youth resolves its differences. It's an offbeat, toe-tapping sound, a rhythm for their feet that takes high-spirited youngsters off the streets and into a music that speaks to them. It's been called ska. It's even been called blue beat and rocksteady.
Thursday, May 6th at 121 Studios.
But when these bands start swinging, our young people are in total agreement. The only word for it is fun.
It's Scott T. Scenic Drive's 15-year anniversary flick night. Come on down.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
That is The Beginning from John Murphy's soundtrack to the 2003 film 28 Days Later. And John Murphy, He began composing for films in the early 90s, and he scored his first hit with something called Leon the Pig Farmer. And together with the work of former orchestral maneuvers in the Dark member, David Hughes, they worked on several successful British films. And one of the big ones, at least, that they worked on together was 1998's Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. So this is Murphy's, if not second or third collaboration with David Boyle. And he's the director of 28 Days Later. They also worked together on Sunshine, which was a collaboration with Underworld. And John Murphy did actually work on the sequel, which was 28 Weeks Later. So we're going to listen to a few cues here. We're going to start things off with Rage, and then we'll sort of cut through a few more cues, and then we'll end up with the track that most people know this soundtrack for. So here's John Murphy with Rage. We'll be right back. All right. We started that with John Murphy with Rage. Then we heard The Church, a little excerpt there of Jim's Dream, the Elegiac Frank's Death / Soldiers, Requiem in D minor. Then a short little interlude there with Red Dresses. And then we closed with In the House in a Heartbeat, all from John Murphy's soundtrack to 28 Days Later. And there's a modified version of In the House in a Heartbeat being used as one of the themes to one of the villains, or actually one of the heroes, sorry, in this year's film Kick Ass. Though from what I've heard about the film, they've repurposed it in many ways, and actually Kick Ass is recycling a lot of weird film music as well, but we'll save that for another time. And here in the background is a section, I think it's called Part 2 of East Hastings, by the post-rock band Godspeed You Black Emperor, who are reuniting after 7 or 8 years in the wilderness. But this track actually did appear in the film itself to 28 Days Later. It, fortunately, though, was excluded due to rights reasons. And that about wraps it up here for Exploding Head Movies. Coming up in a few short minutes, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then at midnight, join Rob Previtt. It's for sore throats and clapping hands. Hopefully this show becomes a podcast, because then you could download it. Otherwise, you could just basically download a whole bunch of silence, which was the story last week. But these things happen. I mean, it's the nature of technology at play here. But yeah, if you go to www.citr.ca, hopefully you can catch this week's episode. You're not going to catch last week's, but you can catch at least 2 years of history there. So we're going to close off. We did play the new MIA track, Born Free, which samples this song that we'll close things off with. So from 1978, off their self-titled album, here's Suicide with Ghost Rider. Take care, and watch out for the wind.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. The time is a few seconds after 9 o'clock. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right up. Check us out also on the web, www.citr.ca.